it's so quiet. It wasn't like that at 5 o'clock. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Merry Christmas.
It is wonderful to be together on this most holy night to celebrate the birth of Christ. Tonight we will be having a candle lighting portion of the service and a few reminders about that. To please only dip the unlit candle as you're doing the candle lighting, and we have some people who will be coming and bringing the light out to you. Also, we'll be celebrating communion tonight, and all are welcome to participate. We encourage you to come forward. We'll be doing it a little differently. Our communion servers will be kind of on the edges, and I'll be in the middle with the common cup, and I'll explain that a little bit more as we get to communion, but just to let you know. But again, welcome. It's wonderful to be together, and let us begin our worship by standing and singing our gathering hymn. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
You may go ahead and be seated.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God.
In the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. His wife was a descendant of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both of them were righteous before God, living blamelessly according to all the commandments and the regulations of the Lord. But they had no children, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were getting on in years. Once, when he was serving as priest before God, and his section was on duty, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and offer incense. Now, at the time of the incense offering, the whole assembly of the people was praying outside. Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified, and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you will name him John. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God." Now on the eighth day, they came to circumcise this child, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "None of your relatives had this name." Then they began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And all of them were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue freed, and he began to speak, praising God. Fear came over all of the neighbors, and all these things were talked about throughout the entire hill country of Judea. All who heard them pondered them and said, "What then will this child become? For indeed the hand of the Lord was with him." Then his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all of our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace."
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Thank you. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger."
Sang that song so I could shake it off. It's going to be a 7.5 minute sermon and 4.5 is a video, so that's not bad for tonight.
What? If it ain't Charlie Moneybags, the big philanthropist. How do you do?
What you talking about, Paul?
I'm talking about the underprivileged children's drive.
Oh, they collected for that at school, Paul.
Oh, I know they did. And when they called your name, you gave the large, generous amount of 3 cents. My, that is big of you, Diamond Jim.
Did I give them too much, Paul?
Too much?
I could ask them to give back 2 cents.
Look here. We better talk about this thing. Now, look here, Opie. You can't give a little bitty piddling amount like 3 cents to a worthy cause like the underprivileged children's drive. I was reading here just the other day where there's somewhere like 400 needy boys in this county alone, or 1.5 boys per square mile.
There is?
There sure is.
I never seen one, Paul.
Never seen one what?
A half a boy.
Well, it's not really a half a boy. It's a ratio.
Horatio who?
Not Horatio, a ratio. It's mathematics. Arithmetic. Look, now, Opie, just forget that part of it. Forget the part about the half a boy.
It's pretty hard to forget a thing like that, Paul.
Well, try.
Or Horatio.
Now, look, Horatio is not the only needy boy. Son, didn't you ever give anybody anything just for the pleasure of it? You know, something you didn't want anything in return for?
Sure. Just yesterday, I gave my friend Jimmy something.
Now, that's fine. What'd you get him?
A sock in the head.
I meant charity.
I didn't charge him nothing.
I meant something for the joy of giving.
I enjoyed it. I don't like Jimmy no more. He makes fun of Charlotte.
Who's Charlotte?
My girlfriend.
Well, I just don't see how anybody who has got as much as you could care so little about others.
I care about others, honest.
Not when you give a little piddling amount like 3 cents. That's being selfish. You should have given at least a half a dollar or a dollar.
A dollar? Gosh, Paul, I only have $2.20 in my whole picky bank, and I'm saving it to buy Charlotte something.
Well, now, that's dandy. That is just dandy. Whole dollars you'll squander on your girlfriend, Charlotte, but when it comes to the underprivileged children's fund, you've got only 3 cents.
I wasn't going to squander it, Paul. I wasn't going to squander it.
Yeah.
What squander?
It's throwing your money away foolishly.
Oh, but Paul, I wouldn't be throwing it away.
All I can say is if your head can be turned by a pretty face at your age, heaven help you when you're grown up. You can come on down. We'll just forget about what we was talking about, and we'll have our supper.
You like me again, Paul?
Well, son, I never stopped liking you. You know that. And we're going to forget about raising your donation at school and about breaking into your piggy bank.
I like to, Paul,
It's all right. It's all right. You're saving to buy your little girlfriend Charlotte a toy. That's all right this time, I expect.
No, Paul.
Or if you want to take her to the movies and buy her $2 worth of popcorn, that's all right.
I'm going to buy her a coat.
After all, it's your savings and whatever you... You're going to buy her a what?
A coat. The one she's got's kind of wore out.
It is, huh?
Mm-hmm. When I asked her how come she didn't get a new one, she said because her ma didn't have enough money.
And you were saving to buy her a coat for next winter?
Mm-hmm. By then I'll have enough.
Well, Opie, you never told me that's what the money was for.
You never asked me.
Yes, I did I?
What are we having for supper?
Well, you and Aunt B's having fried chicken. And I'm having crow.
The video, I saw that video just this past week, and it reminded me of two things. The first thing is about Paul, Andy Griffith, in that video. You know, we make assumptions about God, and we think, the God I know maybe isn't going to love me, isn't going to want me, isn't going to need me because of whatever it is for you. That might be because of something you've done. And you just think, God can't forgive me for that. I did this thing, and I wish I could take it back, but I can't, and I don't think God can forgive me. Well, the good news of great joy is that God does forgive you. You are forgiven. Well, maybe it's someone that I love. Something happened to them. And why would God do that? And the answer is, we don't know the answer. But the promise is that God is with us regardless. Regardless. God is always pursuing us, seeking us out, because we so easily fall away. Well, and you can go on and on, the things that get in the way. And I'm just here to tell you, and the choir has been here to tell you, and you're going to sing it even more. The good news of great joy is that God wants us back. It's like the story in Luke that we'll hear later on in the church here, of a father whose boy went away and squandered everything and came back in shame. And that father was just waiting for him with open arms and ran to him when he saw him. That's our God. Our God wants us back. You are forgiven, and God wants us back. The second piece is Opie with the gift that he was saving up for. God wants us back, and so God said, let me try it this way. Let me send someone of my own. I'm going to send a child, a gift. And that's where we are right now. We're here and ready for the gift of Jesus. Now, if you've ever lifted up an infant, you know what I'm talking about, because infants, well, they have lots of smells, but they have that certain smell, that certain baby smell that just is very distinctive and very pleasing and very relaxing. And then when you watch and hold an infant as they start to breathe and you start to breathe, and the grace that comes and is the gift to us and the image of God that's in that child merges with you, and as you embrace that child, you know, I'm loved. I'm like this child. I'm dependent, but I know God loves me. And those moments are the most joyous moments in the world. So that's why we're here. And that's what Christmas is about. God wants you back if you're far away. And if you're here and ready, pick up the gift of in Jesus. Embrace it and know. The joy is for you. Amen.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace among those whom God favors.
Thank you.
behold, a silly, tender babe in freezing winter night. In a homely manger trembling lies, alas, a piteous sight. The inns are full. No man will yield this little pilgrim bed. But forced he is with silly beasts in crib to shroud his head. Despise him not for lying there, first what he is in choir. An orient pearl is often found in depth of dirty mire. Weigh not his crib, his wooden dish, nor beasts that by him feed. Weigh not his mother's poor attire, nor Joseph's simple weed. This stable is a prince's court, the crib his chair of state. The beasts are parcel of his pomp, the wooden dish his plate. The persons in that poor attire his royal liveries wear. The prince himself is come from heaven. This pomp is prized there. With joy approach, O Christian wight, do homage to thy king, and highly praise this humble pomp from which he from heaven doth bring.
Thank you. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler, to a shepherd to my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him a homage.' When they heard the king, they set out. And there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
I invite you to stand as you are able as we confess our faith by speaking the words of our Christmas Creed. I believe God sent God's only Son into the world. I believe in Jesus Christ and in the power of God's good news. I believe in the one whose spirit glorified a little town, of whose coming the shepherds saw signs, and for whom there was no room in the inn. I believe in the one whose life changed the course of history, who challenged the meaning of power, and who was not understood by the proud. I believe in the one whose love changes the hearts of people, who with his life taught that it is more important to serve than it is to be served,
and that the greatest joy comes from giving your life for others.
I believe in peace, reconciliation, forgiveness, and the transforming power of the gospel. I believe that Christ is comfort and strength, and that this world can change, including me, if we remember the one whose birth we celebrate and humbly kneel before the manger. Amen. During our prayers of the people, there'll be a time in which we're welcome to lift names of people that you'd like to hold in prayer. There'll also be a time in which you're welcome to offer your own prayer petitions, either spoken out loud or silently within your own hearts.
Rejoicing with all the faithful on this holy night, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. We pray for all who proclaim the good news, for teachers of the faith, for poets, artists, and musicians, and for all the baptized. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For the whole earth, your beloved creation, and our beautiful home. For animals and all who care for them. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For those who govern and for all in authority. For those who work to bring lasting peace to our world. And for all who protect the lives of children. We pray for Mountain View Elementary School and the Safi School Project in Tanzania. Lord, in your mercy. For those whose needs for food or shelter depend upon the generosity of others. For the Thurston County Food Bank. For those struggling with addiction. For those who suffer neglect. For those grieving losses. For those far from home. For the Living Stones Prison Fellowship. For all who are sick. And for all who are in any kind of need, especially those we name before you now, aloud or in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, hear the prayers we offer to you now, those we speak out loud and those we speak silently in our own hearts. Lord, in your mercy.
Pondering the mystery of your great love, we offer our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Please greet one another with the peace of the Lord. You may be seated as we continue with the gathering of our gifts and offerings. I invite you to stand as you're able for our offering prayer.
Let us pray. Good and loving God, we rejoice in the birth of Jesus, who came among the poor to bring the riches of your grace. As you have blessed us with your gifts, let them be a blessing for others. With the trees of the field, with all earth and heaven, we shout for joy at the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Holy God, we thank you for being the creator of light and for sharing your light with us. You created us in your image. We thank you for Jesus, that he is our light and has called us to be the light of the world. We thank you for his birth, for his life among us, and for his great love for us. We thank you for the way Jesus nourishes us in this meal to be a light shining in the darkness of our world. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks to God, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. When he again had given thanks to God, he gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." With thanksgiving, we remember Jesus' life of love among us. We pray that we would be strengthened through this meal to share the love and the light of Christ with our world. Let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may go ahead and be seated for communion. Just a reminder that we will have two stations, one station here and one station over here. I will be in the middle with the common cup. You may choose an individual cup with wine or white grape juice, and we also have gluten-free bread for those of you who are in need of it. All are welcome at the Lord's table. Please come. May these gifts of life, the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen you, refresh you, encourage you, and keep you in God's grace. Amen. Jesus is born, and this is reason to celebrate and rejoice. The God who said, "Let there be light," has caused light to shine in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it. Jesus told us that we are the light of the world. As we light our candles tonight, they will become a sea of light, lit from the light of Christ. May we, as God's children, reflect the light and love of Christ in our world. Thank you. Let Christ's light shine in the darkest corners of your life. Let Christ's love shine throughout the world. Carry the light of Christ in your hearts now and always. God is with you.
Amen.
Go in peace. Share the good news. Christ is born. Thanks be to God. Merry Christmas.